Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox, and this is another Tuesday Teaching Tip. And we're going to take another look at some ideas from this book, Creating a Learning Church by Margaret Cooling. I recommend it as a book that will stimulate your thinking about how we teach, how we preach, how we communicate, and how we engage a congregation to become the subtitle of the book, A Learning Church. It's important that we not only teach accurately, but that people are facilitated in their ability to learn. And those of us who speak and teach have a responsibility to work out the best way for our local congregation, or the people we speak to regularly, to actually learn great things from God's Word. So she has a chapter here on concentration spans, and that's what we're going to look at today. Concentration spans, they vary greatly, as she lists in her book, by perhaps age and personality. The context, is it church, home, an individual you're speaking to, or a group? The content, is it interesting, is it boring, is it relevant? The type of learning, is it a sermon, a study, an activity, a discussion? The motivation people have, the purpose they're there, why are they actually there? That will affect their concentration. Emotional factors for the individual, but perhaps also for a group, if they've heard great good news, inspiring news recently, or if they've heard some disturbing or sad news, may affect their concentration. The time of day, we all know that most of us who speak regularly would rather speak in the morning than the afternoon as lunch is being digested. So, what do we do in thinking about concentration spans? One of the most commonly discussed areas is simply the length of a lesson, a talk, a sermon. I'm of the opinion that length is not the key thing to be considering. People have strong opinions. Some people believe that 15 minutes is the ideal length for a sermon, 30 minutes for other people, 45 for others. Some people have told me that they consider any sermon longer than 25 minutes is going to be ineffective and unhelpful. Others have different opinions. My feeling is that we're focusing on the wrong issue if we're looking purely and simply at length. I don't believe that length is the key issue. In different contexts and different cultures, there are expectations. In some places, people would feel shortchanged if we preached less than 30 minutes. In other places and other times, in other atmospheres, a sermon longer than 20 or 30 minutes would be considered to be ineffective. So what matters? What really matters? Partly, I think what matters is temperature. The temperature of a room. Take the temperature. Temperature matters, doesn't it? Take the temperature of the room. If it's hot, if it's stuffy, that's going to affect people's concentration spans. If it's cold, or if the chairs are uncomfortable, if the room is very echoey, if you know that there's an important event coming up later in the day for people that are there, that's going to perhaps affect their concentration spans. By far the most significant issue is not so much the length of a lesson as the skills and the gifts of the person speaking and the context of the people who are listening to us. Margaret makes these observations. Long sessions on difficult material may need breaking up even for adults. Several short inputs are sometimes better than one long one. It is better to do a small amount well rather than attempt a large amount and have much of it forgotten. So she suggests that we break up our activities and our sermons and our lessons, perhaps having an activity that allows people to get up and move around, changing the type of activity that's going on, perhaps have a break for refreshments. I mean, what's wrong with having a sermon where we break halfway through and serve tea and coffee and have a chat about what we've learned so far and then come back for a second session? Nothing wrong with that, is there? Breaking up for group work and discussion. Giving people a few minutes in pairs or small groups to think about what they've learned so far before going on to learn some more. Having a worship break. Singing a song in the middle of a sermon or a lesson. Listening to some music, watching a YouTube clip. There's lots of different ways we can break up lessons and keep a sense of concentration. Lots of ways we can help people to maintain their levels of concentration. What do we do? You know, in the Bible, it's very interesting. We have the example often used in a negative sense with Paul in Acts 20, where he has been speaking for a long time. And in Acts 20, we see that he's speaking until midnight, it says, verse 7. Many upstairs, and seated in a window was a young man named Eutychus, sinking into a deep sleep as Paul talked on and on. And when he was sound asleep, he fell to the ground and was picked up dead. And of course, wonderfully, Paul healed him, which is great. This story is often used as a warning to preachers not to talk so long. We might kill someone, perhaps spiritually or emotionally, if not physically. But I don't know that that's the reason that story is in the book of Acts. Jesus talked quite long sometimes. The Sermon on the Mount seems to have been a long lesson. At other times, he gave a short lesson. He just would pull the disciples aside and drew in a small child to make a point. Or held up a coin to make a point. Some of his lessons were long, some of them were short. I think he knew the right time to have a longer lesson and a shorter lesson. It depended on the context. So let me ask you, where are you speaking next? To whom are you speaking next? Have you thought, in as much as you've read your Bible and prepared your lesson and your notes and hopefully good illustrations, have you thought about the context into which you're walking to speak? How can you help the people in that context concentrate the best they can for the length of time you're speaking so that they can understand and take in and then apply and hopefully live out the truths that you're sharing with them? Let me know what works for you in helping people to concentrate while you're speaking. I'd love to hear your tips as well. You can email me, mccx@mac.com, or you can leave a message anywhere you hear or see this recording. Until the next time, I hope you have a wonderful day, and God bless.